For Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Jess Sheldahl. This weekend, snowmobilers triggered several slides in Cook City.
One on Mount Abundance and several on Crown Butte. The one on Mount Abundance buried the snowmobiler's sled, but the rider managed to get off of the slab.
Dave Zinn is an avalanche forecaster for the Gallatin National Forest Avalanche Center and education coordinator for the Friends of the GNFAC, the fundraising organization that supports the Avalanche Center.
In the Gallatin Valley, Billings, Big Sky, and up to Helena and Great Falls, we have avalanche awareness courses. Last year, we reached out to about 3,500 folks.
GNFAC has already trained 2,000 people this year. Zinn says the most important strategy to prevent triggering an avalanche is recognizing whether you're in an avalanche-prone area.
The fundamentals of that is slope angle, and any slope angle that's steeper than about 30 degrees is capable of producing an avalanche.
The GNFAC recommends people get avalanche gear, including a beacon, shovel, and probe. People can also attend avalanche trainings offered every Friday in Cook City. The GNFAC installed an avalanche hazard sign in Cook City last year. There's also a beacon checker which allows people to test their avalanche transceivers. This year, they've installed two additional beacon checkers at Buckridge and the Taylor Fork. Zinn says people heading into the backcountry should review avalanche forecasts in their area before heading out. Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks has additional safety tips and avalanche resources on their website. According to the Colorado Avalanche Information Center, of the 25 people who lost their lives in avalanches during the last season, 3 died in Montana and 4 died in Wyoming. Half were riding snowmobiles. For YPR News, I'm Jess Sheldahl.